This episode of Made for This is going to be a little bit different, as it's a bonus episode. It's taking a break from the coaching and the guest interviews, and we're just going to chat for a little bit about community and what it means to invest in a community, and ultimately it's so that I can explain really more in depth about Patreon and my Patreon campaign that I'm launching. And so this is bonus episode of Made for This, talking about Patreon. All right, this is just going to be pretty chill. You and me, I do have some notes in front of me just so I don't get way off track and lost. But yeah, this is just really going to be you and me talking about where I'm at. The inspiration for this podcast, really where I'm at now and why I'm launching a Patreon account and how you can be involved in that. The truth is I can't do this alone. This podcast, now we're almost at episode 70, and it started out as a passion project a few years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I just wanted to give it a shot, to try it. I was wondering, you know, if I want to be somebody that puts out content on a consistent basis, should I blog, should I write that, or should I use my voice and do a podcast of some kind? And so through some testing and some work, you know, launched this thing. And then for the first 40 episodes or so, it really was just out of a passion to do something and to connect with you. And I think it took a shift. I took kind of a year off between episode 40 and 41. And this last 25, 30 episodes have really been humming with a totally different mindset on my part. There is a whole new sort of drive behind it, motivation behind it, and I think that it's starting to provide a whole different kind of value to you, my friend, the listener, as you tune in each week. And so as we do that, I really was thinking, you know, how can we even up the game a little bit more? As I'm more committed to this than I ever have been, how can we build this community so that there's a shared level of commitment instead of just me? Because in all of this work that I'm doing, I'm recognizing more than ever that I can't do this alone. And neither can you. We can't go through this life alone. We can't do any of it alone. I long to be a part of something beyond myself, because I recognize I'm just one little pocket of this great big universe out there. And yet I know that as I become part of something else, as I support something that other people are doing, it's like I've expanded my little pocket. I've expanded my presence to become something a little bit more impactful in this universe. It's like I'm having a bigger impact by helping somebody else. And this is what I've wanted really since I was a kid, and then through youth pastoring and still now. I've always wanted to affect the lives of others while being affected by the lives of others, always looking for those kind of opportunities. I mean, I know that that's just life. You affect others' lives, they affect your lives. That's just a really crappy summary of what life is, really basic. But as I get more into that, as an actor, I have wanted to have an impact on an audience. That's really the hope, the goal, the joy in it. As a speaker, it's the same thing. As a coach, it's the same thing. It's just more individual. It's just one-on-one, right? It's always been about changing someone else's life. But what I've learned now more over the past 4 or 5 years is that I cannot do this alone. Any of that work, I can't do that alone. I mean, on a really basic level, you need an audience in order to affect an audience. But I mean a support community. People that are with me, cheering me on wherever I am. I need a community of support around me. And so do you. Whatever kind of work you're doing, whether you're going to work every day, 9 to 5, you're doing the commute, you're doing the thing to support your family, you need a community that supports you to do that work. If you're starting your own thing, if you're working a few part-time jobs, if you're raising a family, you need a community of support around you, don't you? You can't do it alone. The problem is, apparently that's hard to find. Especially for me, when I keep shifting jobs or teams and coming up with new ideas that I'm inviting people into, only to watch the new idea fade away and then those new ideas and new communities and new teams fade away. You see, there's a lot of things that we can change in our lives that will change through our lives, but our community to some level, well, it needs to be solid. It needs to be steady. It needs to be predictable. It needs to be trustworthy. To some level, you need to have a few people that you can always turn to, that you know will always support you. Especially when you feel like you're doing what you're made for, you need to have people around you that you know are going to cheer you on and not shut you down. But you also need people that are going to offer trusted advice and criticism that you're going to respect when it's needed. So how do we find that kind of a community? That's really the big question here. And that's such a huge part of the Made for This journey, is having a strong community around you. And so how do we find a community like that? Especially when you're making a podcast all alone every week. And so with the podcast, I should tell you that I do hope to be that kind of community for you. I hope to be part of your community. I hope that you see me as part of your trusted community, that to some level, you know that I am someone who will encourage you. That honestly, if you were to call me up tomorrow and say, Alex, I've got a question about this, or I've got an idea, what do you think about this? You know, you can trust that I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to engage with what you're doing, and I'm going to be dang excited about it, because that's just who I am and what I get excited about. That I am part of your community. I'm part of your team, whether I know you or not. I want you to trust me on that level. And with my guests, I hope to expand that community a little bit more, showing you that there are people at all places and all stages of this journey to let you know, friend, that you are not alone. I want to keep doing that. But I'll be honest, it's hard to just give. Giving of my time, my energy, my resources, it's tough and it's tiring. I know it's worth it because I am definitely living in my strength and using my skills and diving into my passions here as the host of this show, but I know that there's a way that we can make this more of a community instead of just a professor-student type of relationship where I just speak to you from a distance. This doesn't need to stay to be just about giving, but this can actually be about sharing. I had a teenager tell me a few years ago that giving can be done from distance, but sharing creates a bond. And that's what I want here. I want to create a bond with you. You see, you want to be part of something beyond yourself. Excuse me, I'm just getting over a sickness here. You want to be part of something beyond yourself. Joining this community with your money is a great way to do that and to make an impact, sharing what you have. And so I am launching a Patreon page for Made for This. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, is this unbelievably cool platform that allows creatives to put whatever they're creating out there for community to pay whatever they want to pay for those items or episodes or whatever it is. It's a community building tool, ultimately, for creatives of all kinds. And from what I can tell, it's mostly podcasters on there, but there's all kinds of cool stuff on there. So yes, you're already part of this community, this Made for This community, but making an impact, creating a sharing bond is not difficult, but it'll make a huge difference. So please go to patreon.com, patreon.com/madeforthis. Explore the site a bit and click to give a preset amount down the right side of the page where it says become a patron. Or if you don't want to do any of those things that are up there, you can make a custom pledge amount. And this is it. Of all of this work that I've been doing, of all these episodes that I've been giving to you again and again and again, just trying to give you value again and again and again and again and get this thing out there, this is where we create a bond. We truly create a community here. As I've invested a bunch into this community and given, I just want to invite you that if you are looking for some way to make an impact, that you can invest as well and create a bigger bond here. So this is it for you. That's the story so far about how we got to this point, but now it's up to you, the hero, to step into your call to action. Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to share what you have so that we can build an even bigger thing together? Today is the day. We're going public. I know you want to have an impact. You want to support the work of others. You want to expand your presence in this world. So go to patreon.com/madeforthis and share what you have to join this community today. That's patreon.com/madeforthis. Patreon. patreon.com/madeforthis. Let me make it clear, though. Let me make it absolutely abundantly clear. You are allowed to keep listening and not jump in to be a patron. Absolutely cool. We'll have the same great relationship between us. Don't worry. I am still super thankful that you download and you subscribe and you listen to what I'm making here. Absolutely still friends. It's all good. And that's the joy of it all, really, is that I know that you're out there listening somewhere. But when you consider what you're doing, what you're made for, I have a hunch that as you dive in to do what you're made for, you're going to want to build relationships in your life even more. You're going to make an impact bigger than yourself. And you've probably been thinking about doing that for a really long time. So this, for you, could just be a starting point. Because I think that if this would be like your first opportunity at like paying for something like this, like investing in something and giving your money to support something like this, support somebody's creative work at a price that you decide, I think that this will spark some sort of generosity in your life where you see how much this actually changes, how you listen and how you respond and how you care about the rest of the people that are listening to this and the rest of the community. I think that this will actually spark something in your life and that you might actually find yourself wanting to do this more. And ultimately, that will change the communities around you. You see, it's like this could inspire you to inspire others even more. It's a really cool thing. I saw this happening in my last job. My last job, I worked for Youth Unlimited GTA, and I was a missionary. Not like an overseas working with lost tribes wearing like a little loincloth kind of missionary, but I was doing work for an evangelical organization. I was training young leaders in the city of Toronto, and I had to raise my own salary to do the work. So, you know, you go to a job and they pass you this offer sheet and says, you know, we're going to pay you $45,000 a year to do your job. And at in this role, they say, here's your job. And based on this structure that we figured out and your experience and what the role is, this is your salary that you can make. Now we're going to support you as you go out and raise that money from people that you know and people that want to be a part of your community. Very cool. But this was super tough for me to do. See, I have all kinds of issues around money and how I feel about it, and it all goes back to my dad and how he used our money, and oh boy, it goes deep. And so I was terrified to ask people to donate to our cause, to put money into my account each month. It was a terrifying thing to feel that vulnerable and to have to ask people to support us. But with each person, I need to tell you, that joyfully jumped in. I'd sit across the table from them. I'd tell them what I'm doing and where I'm at now, and I'd invite them to be a part of it. And they all said something along the lines of, "This is a joy for me, Alex. By giving you money, it's like I get to do what you're doing and be a part of the impact that you're having, while I go and do my job that has nothing to do with raising young leaders up." It's like people would want to jump into this because they felt like they were a part of what I was doing. And I guess that's it, isn't it? Of course, that's it. That's why we give. That's why we support. That's why we share with organizations doing great work, changing lives around the world, whether it's some big worldwide nonprofit or it's some lonely podcaster, to be part of something that we can't do ourselves is why we give. It's why we share. We want to say thank you for what they're doing, and we want to be part of that work, to be part of that community together. So, my friend, I want to invite you into this, to invest in a community. Become a patron of Made for This. I want to invite you to go to patreon.com/madeforthis. Make your pledge, make a bigger difference. Help us all go from being one small pocket in this great big universe to doing more of what we're made for and being part of a much larger community around the world so we can tell a much better story together. So, to summarize, as of today, the Patreon for this podcast is live and active and accepting new patrons. Why are we doing this? Podcasting's a lonely game, and I want to invite you to be a part of this thing with me. How can you do this? Well, you can go to patreon.com/madeforthis and you can write a pledge in there or click on something. And according to what you give, there's different rewards on there. Anything from you getting a shout out on the show to getting a handwritten note to prove our friendship. You get some bonus content once we get to a certain amount of patrons. And I think there's a coaching opportunity on there as well if you really want to go wild. And so there's how you can do this. And then what this means is that we just have even more momentum going forward. And this whole project, Made for This, helping people discover and do what you're made for, is not just me anymore. Now it's a community working together to change lives around the world. Today's the day. I want to invite you to be part of this community on a whole new level. Thank you, my friend, for listening. Thank you for giving courage to keep creating and for telling others about this show. It really is changing lives, and you are a part of this. All right, that's it for bonus episode. We'll see you next week with some really, really great interview content with Beth McCord, your Enneagram coach. You're not going to want to miss that. So, yeah, tune in, subscribe, do all you got to do there, and you know the drill. Go to patreon.com/madeforthis and invest in a community. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.